You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason, joined now by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrable right here in town. Thanks for being with us, Eric. Why don't you take us through the great big picture of agriculture for the weekend and where we are right now?
Some great data was just released over the last week or so that kind of shows the statewide minimum temperature rank. So this is provided by NOAA. They have a 122-year record. And what's amazing is that when you look at states like Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, we had years that were very close to record warmth for overnight low temperatures. And that's important because corn needs those cooler temperatures. Soybeans needs those cooler temperatures at night to really be productive. Ohio had their warmest overnight temperatures during that time period on record. Again, those records go back to the late 1800s. You know, we combine that, though, with a precipitation pattern that's been extremely wet. You know, I was just looking over the last 30 days, so this has been the most important 30 days for soybeans especially, where we've seen most of Iowa, nearly all of Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and several other parts of the Corn Belt where we're at 200% or more of normal rainfall. Now, when the crop is as healthy and as big as it is, doubling the rainfall, well, the ground can take it. That's why we haven't seen a whole lot of reports of, you know, widespread flooding. But it just shows what we're thinking in terms of, you know, the combination of warm overnight temperatures, but maybe the relief from the rain will help this crop stay big. And so that all kind of boils down to where we are right now. And right now, some folks are trying to harvest that corn south of us here in Illinois. And we've got some unfortunate rains coming through right now that are keeping a lot of guys out of the field. So this is the picture for the weekend. Got a low pressure system that's developing right now to our west. It's going to be moving up and really strengthening over the Great Lakes this weekend. And as it does so, basically for the remainder of today into early tomorrow morning, we're going to see some precipitation moving through a wide section of the Corn Belt, all accompanying this cold front that's coming through. But that cold front's going to be welcomed because we're going to knock temperatures back. We're going to clear things out for the remainder of the weekend. And we're expecting to stay near average, potentially cooler than average, all the way through Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. So I think the heat we saw earlier this week is probably the last hurrah for the really warm summer temperatures. I'm talking those temperatures way up in the low 90s, upper 80s. And a big feature we're watching for the middle of the month is something called a Rex block. So now let's get out of this week and move much further beyond that. It's kind of a cool thing. Like I said, we always watch the jet stream, right? The jet stream kind of tells us the story of the weather. And we're going to have this feature where there's a high pressure system sitting over the top of a low pressure system. When I say over the top, I mean the high pressure system's to the north, the low is to the south. And if that sets up over the west coast of the United States, it keeps us here in the central part of the states in this constant kind of transition zone between warm and cold. But more than likely, we don't see a dry down anytime soon.
And then for La Nina, I know there was a release this week. Can you give me a quick 30 seconds?
Yeah, so this is the big deal. The La Nina we've been forecasting for about 9 months now. Each month we get closer and closer to it. It keeps coming in weaker than average. And as a result, you know, if we have a weak La Nina or potentially even what we would just call inso-neutral conditions, that's where we don't have La Nina or El Nino, what this means is this is less stress on the Brazilian crop. And if there's less stress on that crop and they come in next year at 102, 103 million metric tons of soybeans, that keeps the global grain glut going. So that's something to be watching as we move into their planting season.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Snodgrass, of course, is with Agrable from right here in Urbana, Champaign.